Oyster Band from their new album Meet You There. It's on West Park Records. Here comes the flood. Oyster Band from England. And they're going to be in town again next month on April the 26th at the St. James Hall. That is really going to be a great night. What a band. Some fine singing and great musicians in there. John Jones on vocals and melodeon. Ian Telfer on fiddle. Alan Prosser on guitars. And Chopper on the cello and bass, and Lee on the drums. She might even have a new drummer now, I'm not sure. I think Lee might have left the band. But anyway, they're still going to be great. There's no question about it. So check that out. Tickets are, I think, on sale already. They should be. Information's on the Rogue website. It's on the Rogue Folk Review as well, which is also up on the website. It's going to be mailed on Monday night. So you can get a sneak preview. You can download it, in fact, and print it yourself. And it's on roguefolk.bc.ca and also roguefolk.com. 11 o'clock here on CITR 101.9. And for the last hour, we're going to play some Irish music for the Celtic Festival. I've been so sick this week. I missed the Battlefield Band. I missed Tony McManus last night. Oh, no. I'm going to try and make it down to the Celtic Fiddle Festival tonight. See how I'm getting on. It's an early show. It's at Richards on Richards. And the Celtic Fiddle Festival features Kevin Burke and Christiana Metre and Andre Brunet and Jed Foley, four giants of the Celtic music scene, three great fiddlers and a guitar player that is unparalleled for his fantastic rhythmic abilities. And there's other bands on the bill as well, but the headline is very much the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And, of course, tomorrow there's the St. Patrick's Day Parade, and I'm hoping to make it down for that as well. We'll just see how I get on. And this is one of those horrible colds that just keeps lingering and coming back and biting you on the throat. Which is rather painful. Anyway, we're going to play some Irish music here. This is a great song of immigration. It's a traditional song sung here by Tim O'Brien in his own inimitable style. And it's from a three-album box set on Split Rock and 30 Tigers Records. And this three-album set's called Song of America, and it traces American history through song. And the idea came from the former United States Attorney General Janet Reno, who was a keynote speaker in the Folk Alliance in Memphis last month. And she's suffering from Parkinson's. It was quite amazing to actually meet her and just to witness this incredible courage that she has to just get up there and talk, even though she can barely stand up. You know, it's just wonderful, wonderful woman. And anyway, it was her idea to put this album together, and there's all these really good musicians on it, and It's a very noble attempt at summarising American history into an accessible form that everybody can check it out, because there's a lot of history, some of which has only been sort of transposed musically. So it's a very noble thing. Check it out on Amazon.com and look up Song of America. It's a very interesting project. And this is Tim O'Brien singing Thousands Are Sailing to America. And then we've got a classic song for St. Patrick's Day from alias Ron Kavanagh. And then some amazing fiddle and guitar music from Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill. We'll have some Celtic Fiddle Festival music a bit later as well. So getting into the St. Patrick's Day groove here with Tim O'Brien on CITR 101.9 FM. The Edge on Folk. Going a bit green around the gills.
People, wherever you be, I pray stand a moment and listen to me. Our sons and fair daughters are now going away, when thousands are sailing to America. On the night before leaving, they are bidding goodbye, and early next morning, their hearts give a sigh. They kiss their dear mothers, and then they will say, goodbye, dearest father, I'm now going away. Oh, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. And here in old Ireland no longer can stay, for thousands are sailing to America. Their friends and their neighbors are waiting also, as their trunks are packed up and made ready to go. The tears from their eyes and are falling like rain, and the horses are starting, going off for the train. When they do reach the station, you hear their last cry, their handkerchiefs waving and bidding goodbye. Their father, he tells them, be sure for to write, and he watches the train till it goes out of sight. Oh, good luck to them now, and safe may they land. They are pushing their way to a far distant strand. For here in old Ireland no longer it can stay, for thousands are sailing to America.
Shamrock City.
There's something very, very special about those medleys when Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill get going into that groove. Now, it's off the new album, which is called Welcome Here Again. It's on Green Linnet Records. It's just come out. And it's quite unique, actually, on that album. It's the only really long medley of tunes. Most of the tracks on the album, 18 tracks, most of them are just one tune each, and they're like 2 minutes long. And I was kind of worried. I remember years ago talking to Martin and saying whenever he finished a tune, it always kind of left an empty feeling, a kind of a sad feeling in the air because it had stopped. And he said, in his thoughtful Claire way, he said, well, you know, that's interesting you should say that, he said. And then he proceeded to play like a 25-minute medley of all these different things rolled together. And the audience is just kind of crawling out of the venue at the end of the night, just absolutely shredded by this, and it's great. So the new album comes out, there's all these little individual tracks, and I'm sort of thinking, well, have they reverted to just playing these individual tunes now or not? But word has it from former CITR DJ Susie Lanigan, who has a show down in Melbourne these days, went to see him the other night, and they're doing the big long medleys again and totally shredding the audience again. Just great. So if we do get a chance to see Martin Hayes and Dennis Cahill again, they're going to be doing this wonderful trip all around the world kind of thing. But the new album is great, don't get me wrong. It's wonderful, and all the tunes are fantastic. But there is that little feeling of a little piquant sort of je ne sais quoi in the air at the end of each tune. You think, oh, that's stopped. But then there's another one, you see, so it's all right. But it's a great album. And that's that fantastic medley from it there. The new post office, the pigeon on the gate, and the new custom house. Before that, we heard Alias Ron Kavanagh, The Shamrock City, a song that he co-wrote with Terry Clark in Texas. It's on Ron's album Galway to Graceland. And we started that set with Tim O'Brien and a great version of Thousands Are Sailing to America off the new triple CD Song of America. 20 past 11 here on CITR, and we're doing a St. Patrick's Day thing at this juncture, and you can't really do that without featuring one of my favourite Irish bands, Four Men and a Dog. They have a brand new CD. It's called Wallop the Spot, which just happens to be the title of the third tune in this set. A little medley here. The first tune is called The One That Was Lost, and then Crawford's and Wallop the Spot. On Hook Records, Four Men and a Dog on CITR. Thank you.
A jolly beggar man came tripping o'er the plain. He came unto a farmer's door, a lodging for to gain. The farmer's daughter, she came down and viewed him cheek and chin. She says, "He is a handsome man, I pray you take him in. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." He would not lie within the barn, nor yet within the byre, but he would in the corner lie down by the kitchen fire. Oh, then the beggar's bed was made of good clean sheets and hay, and down beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. The farmer's daughter, she got up to bolt the kitchen door, and there she saw the beggar standing naked on the floor. He took the daughter in his arms, and to the bed he ran. "Kind sir," she says, "be easy now, you'll waken our good man. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving." You are no beggar, you are some gentleman, for you have stole my maidenhead, and I am quite undone. I am the lord, I am the squire, of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers all, so you are quite undone. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving. She took the bed in both her hands and threw it at the wall. Says, "Go you with the beggar man, my maidenhead and all. We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, let the moon shine so bright. We'll go no more a-roving."
One of the best loved of all the Irish bands, Planxty, there with Andy Irvine on vocals and Liam O'Go-Flynn on the Illin Pipes. The Jolly Beggar Man. The Jolly Beggar and a Reel from the Planxty collection on Shanachie Records. That goes back to the 1970s, but great version of that song. It's a really good song as well. And a good one for St. Patrick's Day weekend. Here at 11:30 here on CITR 101.9 FM, The Edge on Folk. And www.citr.ca, wherever you're tuning in. Thanks for listening. Hope you're enjoying it. Also in that set We heard Four Men and a Dog from their brand new CD, Wallop the Spot. The One That Was Lost, Crawford's, and Wallop the Spot. They're rather good at that, actually, Walloping the Spot. Good band, Four Men and a Dog. Right, well, here's another Irish superstar. This is Sharon Shannon from her latest album, Renegade, where she's joined by a couple of Mancunian Irish boys, Michael McGoldrick and Desi Donnelly, and a great County Clare guitarist, Jim Murray. And this is a medley of tunes called The Full Set. And then we'll have another classic from the annals of Irish music history. Fairly recent history, actually, I must say. But first up, we'll have... what was it again? Oh, yeah, Sharon Shannon.
Jimmy, long Jimmy Lee, you have your eye on Jimmy and the fine man he. You have your eye on Jimmy, but better let him be, 'cause when you go, Molly, oh, you'll be gone with me. When will we be married, Molly, when will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly, when will we be wed? When we'd be bedded in the same bed. You have your eye on Johnny Finn, Johnny Fee. You have your eye on Johnny and the fine man he. You have your eye on Johnny, but you better let him be. 'Cause when you go, Molly, oh, you'll be gone with me. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? For your pretty head. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? Made a black bow for your bonny head. When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed? When will we be married, Molly? When will we be wed? When will we be bedded in the same bed?
Caught me out there, the Waterboys from the album Fisherman's Blues, When Will We Be Married? It's on Capitol Records. Fine stuff. Before that was Sharon Shannon with the full set from the new album Renegade on Daisy Discs. Well, tonight at Richards on Richards, an early show featuring the Celtic Fiddle Festival, Kevin Burke and André Brunet, Christian Lemaitre and Jed Foley. And that lineup of the Celtic Fiddle Festival has released a couple of albums, actually one album together. André Brunet from La Bottine Thirions replaced the late Johnny Cunningham a couple of years ago, and Johnny played on the first two Celtic Fiddle Festival CDs. And Jed Foley replaced John McGann, who was the original guitar player in that. And I tell you this because I'm going to play a track from the first Celtic Fiddle Festival album after you've heard this one from the latest one. It's called Play On. This is La Belle Catherine, A Step à Tiffance, and Réel à Toto. You can imagine these are probably somewhat Quebecois. And why not? Celtic Fiddle Festival tonight. Hey! We'll be right back. Yes, they're going to be applauding like that tonight at Richards on Richards, the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And that was the big medley off the first album, Music for a Found Harmonium, of course, is the theme tune for this show. And they weaved that one in and out of a bunch of features. La Partida, which is a tune from Chile, I think, that Kevin Burke plays as a solo. And there was a Romanian tune played by the Breton fiddler Christian Amet. And the original guitar player in the band was John McGann from New England, who played the Calgary Polka. And the original fiddle player, third fiddler in the band, was Johnny Cunningham, who passed away a few years ago. And it was Leaving Brittany, a great tune that his brother Phil wrote. And the Celtic Fiddle Festival playing tonight at Richards on Richards, part of the Vancouver Celtic Festival. And a really big part of it as well. It's going to be a smashing show tonight. And there are still tickets available, and I hope to see you down there. It'll be good. And then don't forget, of course, tomorrow is the St. Patrick's Day Parade at 11 o'clock, I think it starts. And they're closing off Granville Street and filling it with music. Should be fun. Well, you're listening to the Edge on Folk on CITR. There's just a few minutes left. I'm going to play a couple of songs to finish up. The first of these is actually a tune from Garnet Rogers, a brilliant guitar player who learned a lot of his chops in the Celtic music idiom. And this is an instrumental of his new album, Get a Witness, on Snow Goose Records. Garnet's in town next month on April the 19th. This is a tune called The Bay Boy. We'll follow it with a song from Kate Rusby called The Bitter Boy. And it's off her new album, Awkward Annie, on Pure Records in England, Compass Records in North America, when they get around to it. So here's Garnet Rogers, The Bay Boy. Thank you.
boy, a bitter boy, whose golden heart I saw gleaming. I thought I'd win the heart within, but now I know that I was dreaming. But I will rise and I will sing until I know I can't conceal it, because I hold the saddest song. I wish to God I cannot feel it. And then the boy, the bitter boy, he came to me for rest and healing. He reached in his chest, deep in his breast, held out the heart for me still gleaming. But I will rise and I will sing until I know I can't conceal it, because I hold the saddest song and I wish to God I cannot. Boy, he walked for miles through stormy weather, and hand in hand we roamed the land and held the gleaming heart together. But I will rise and I will sing until I know I can't conceal it, because I hold the saddest song and I wish to God I cannot feel it. Then the boy, the bitter boy, he came to take the gleaming treasure.